Here we are again, talking about this whole subject of the bride and the groom and the marriage. Marriage takes commitment, and that's something I should really know because I've been married for 56 years, and that's taken a lot of effort to get where I am now. But this gospel story, this wonderful love story that we're involved in now, this amazing story of Jesus as our bridegroom and us as his bride, is different because he pursues us with such passion and commitment. And it's his commitment that we're relying on, and that's what's so assuring. You know, I'm not relying on my commitment because I know that I fall short, but his commitment is absolute. Ephesians 5:25, and I've quoted this before, so you'll have to listen to it again, says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of water through the word, to present her to himself, a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless." Man, I love that. You know, when you look in the mirror, you always see all the blemishes, but he's making us into a holy, holy church. When I look at this passage, I see a Savior who is absolutely committed to us, doing everything that is necessary to get us into this holy state. Then what must the church do? Well, from Ephesians, in verse 24, it says the church must submit to Christ in everything. I like to think, you know, lots of people don't like that word submit. I think it's a wonderful word, but we can also use the word yield. How easy is it to yield to something so amazing? It's like allowing ourselves to be loved. It's like allowing ourselves to just be cherished and someone to just commit to us so amazingly. It's so easy, I think. The churches... I want to say that again what Paul said, this is a profound mystery. It's Christ and the church. And God is comparing the church's relationship with Christ to holy matrimony. This is a divine story, a divine love story. Now, there's a book in the Bible called The Song of Solomon or The Song of Songs, and it's a beautiful book, and I've always seen it as a book about the relationship of a husband and wife here on earth, the sensuality of it and everything. That's the way I've always read it. And then I got the Passion Translation, and I discovered, according to him, that the ancient fathers actually saw it as the relationship of Christ to the church. Well, when you read it that way, you read it with different eyes. And if you have a Passion Translation, I want to encourage you to read the foreword of the book of Song of Solomon and then read the Song of Solomon and let it speak to you as Jesus speaking to the church. And I'm just going to read from Song of Solomon chapter 1 and verses 1 to 4. And as you listen, just imagine that these words are picturing your relationship with Jesus. "Let him smother me with kisses, his spirit kiss divine. So kind are your caresses, I drink them in like the sweetest wine. Your presence releases a fragrance so pleasing, over and over poured out. Your lovely name is flowing oil. No wonder the brides-to-be adore you. Draw me into your heart, and let us run together into the king's cloud-filled chamber. We will remember your love, rejoicing and delighting in you, celebrating your every kiss as better than wine. No wonder righteousness adores you." Here's a tip. Live life loved. He loves you, and you're highly favored and deeply loved.